KO4HKX.
KLK, perfect timing. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Hope you had a good night. Everything went smooth for you.
Actually went very well. Very smooth. For as little sleep as I got yesterday, I had a really great night, so thank you. And I've already left. I just got up on the White Horse Road. I usually wait to get up here before I get on the radio, because 85 is a real low spot right there between before White Horse Road. How are you this morning?
I'm already down the mountain. I'm getting ready to come into Traveler's Rest right now.
You right?
That is correct.
How's positive this morning?
But don't you take Old White Horse, or you cut off around in there?
183 Fars Bridge Road. UT and the Sphinx are right across from each other.
Yeah, I have where you're at there. Okay.
Road, KO4RSN.
I recognize the voice and the call, but I can't place your name. I'm sorry.
Good morning, and it's Andy, if I remember correctly. KO4HKX.
Good morning to you both.
I remember you as Andrew. So you go by Andrew or Andy?
People that call me both, so I go by both.
How's the voice? I didn't recognize the call. I hadn't gotten used to your new call yet.
Sorry, I doubled with you.
I recognize the voice, not the call, because I hadn't got used to his new call.
If I'm in the group he likes, or if you're in the group he likes. And say your call again, Andy, or Andrew, whichever. I didn't realize you got a new one.
KO4RSN, and it's actually my original call that I was issued. I went with a vanity, and it was a poor decision, and I decided to go back with my original. I didn't really care for my vanity.
Good to have you here this morning.
I think I do remember a vanity call and have a tip back, and that is the RSN, and I missed the KO4 when you first came on, so. Yep, let's see, you went to work for Duke Power, didn't you?
Everything except that last part, the question you asked me.
Worked for Duke Power, was that correct?
Sure, that is correct.
That's a good memory, Patrick. I'm not over the hill yet.
I'm coming through Williamson and West Pelzer, where this repeater almost completely drops out, so I may lose you guys for just a minute.
We're familiar with that. It's over there on that side of town. It's gotten real scratchy over toward Easley also.
Area down there, I used to live in Williamson several years ago. That's where we first got married. We moved down there for a little while, about 8 years.
Down in the hole.
He did drop out, but did you have a good night, Patrick?
I actually had a good night's sleep, so that was very welcome.
Okay. And I'm off tonight, too, so it'll work out. But, yeah, I had actually a really good night, especially compared to what I thought was going to happen. So I actually did not get sleepy at all. Almost didn't stop to, you know, take my lunch on the way back and take a little nap, but I did sleep a little bit then, but I'm doing really well, so hopefully by the time I get home, maybe I'll be able to crash and take a good nap, or get a good night's rest.
We're doing that. If you rest too much this morning, you don't sleep tonight.
No problem yet. I've been able to sleep, you know, good 5 or 6 hours on Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday morning, and then go back to bed that night and sleep all night, so I don't think it'll mess with me.
Get you some rest. I know how jumping back and forth used to be for me. It would wear you out sometimes until you got used to it.
Outside for a little bit yesterday, and I would let Blossom out. That's our dog, and it was so beautiful out. Sun was shining. There was a little breeze. I pulled a chair out in the sun and kind of dozed in the sunshine for a little while.
It was a beautiful day for sitting outside, being out. You couldn't ask for a better day. there toward the afternoon, I ended up having to fire the air conditioners up in the truck. Got a little stuffy in there.
And four, is that okay?
Yeah, I just don't know how reliable it is. I'm getting ready to hit the bridge at the Saluda River, which I think is the lowest point. Usually doesn't pick back up until I top the hill right there at Jake's one stop.
Come on back in. You made it in fine that time.
Bridge over the river. It is the lowest spot there. He probably won't be able to get in there. Patrick, I heard you guys this morning, but it was a little scratchy for me to try to get in. But when you get on the 285 machine, when you go from your excursion, I guess you're on the ID5100 in the excursion. When you go to your Kenwood in that truck, your audio jumps up like four or five times.
What's different? Both of them are set the same way. So I don't know.
I mean, I think your audio is normal on the other one because everybody else, well, Ken and it is Andrew, yeah. They were both so quiet, and when the squelch would break, or when I, you know, get a little picket fencing from the location I was in, I had the radio turned up so loud just to hear their voices that picket fencing was really loud. It almost would drown out their voices. So I'm not sure why there's such a difference, why the audio is so low on that repeater.
Or HKX, I have no idea, but it makes it harder to use that repeater sometimes because everybody's audio is so low.
Which, I'm kind of baffled at that because the repeater is what puts the output out. It doesn't matter how much you're putting in unless you don't have enough to key it up. So it's just curious that your audio comes across so much louder.
It is curious. I'd like to know what the deal is, why it does it, but I have no answer for it.
And a repeater for me.
Here at the college, I'm getting close to your turnoff.
Power on that radio?
No, I'm running. What is it? I think it's 15 watts.
Yes. But yeah, I'm on the other side. I'm down by the post office, so I'm almost at Forest Bridge.
Down to the red light for Forest Bridge.
The light's at you, but I'm ready to get home.
I got to be at my first stop here in a few minutes anyway, so you just keep traveling.
We got to be backed up a little bit today. They've been doing some paving, and also they're getting ready. I think today they're starting to work on this railroad crossing, railroad tracks.
Probably so, and luckily I'm not on a white horse today. I'm out on 123.
Did you have an air horn on that?
It rattles your brain in here when it goes off.
Cab or inside the box?
Inside, they're underneath that wind dam that's on the roof there. They're underneath it between the steel cage where I stand up to walk back into the back.
Any air horns on any of our tractors?
For us, whether we want them put on there or not. And this truck just came with them. My Freightliner had them. I use it very little.
Funny is, we'll have a rental truck or somebody will come in. I think it's the International does this too. Be a brand new International, you know, they come rolling in and they'll hit the steering wheel horn, the city horn, and it sounds like a little Isuzu car, you know, it's that little high-pitched beep sound. It doesn't even sound like a truck horn at all. I mean, it doesn't even sound like a car horn.
One is on this truck, you hit the city horn and it's like, what was that?
Subaru has a louder horn than some of those International tractors that we've got.
The time I use this, the air horn is, I pull into a few shops that I give it a tug and let them know I'm there. Just that's the only reason I really use it.
Okay, are you back, Andrew?
I'm back in here with a reliable signal.
Hi, Ian.
Well, where do you go in? Is it over there off Fair Forest and Mullen Road.
Office, I'm out of Simpsonville, which is right at, it's off of Southeast Main Street in Simpsonville, right between Fairview and Harrison Bridge.
Oh, that is? I forgot about that one. I just know the one that's right just a half a mile down from my office.
I'd kind of like to get to that one when I get the chance, because it's driving miles. We have to live within 30 miles of our op center, and both op centers, I'm pushing it just right on the edge. I think Wynwood is maybe 3/4 of a mile closer, but the way I have to drive this down Highway 8 and 418, it makes Wynwood about 20 minutes closer.
Regulation within 30 minutes is if you would you have to move in order to work for them if you weren't that close?
Yeah, it so when I got hired, it was 30 driving miles is what you had to be within. And so the Duke distribution in the Carolinas or the Western Carolinas is union, so we just redid our union contract this fall. And they changed it from 30 driving miles to 40 minutes, which I technically don't fall in. It's like 45 minutes to 50 minutes for me. But I'm grandfathered under what I was hired under. But yeah, if you are outside of that, you have 1 year to move within range. We rotate being on call, so they don't want you to live. I mean, it makes sense and it doesn't. They don't want you to live too terribly far away. But then again, my cousin, or my cousin's husband, he is a relay tech out of the Wynwood office, and he lives down, they live down near Lake Hartwell off of Highway 187. I think it's got to take him close to an hour or more to get to work. And his job requires him to be on call 24/7. And he has no range requirements. So I get why they do it for us, but at the same time, they're hypocritical when it comes to other departments.
That was KF4NXY.
KF4HGX.
Morning, David.
Everybody, y'all be safe out there on the wheels. I'm sitting here drinking coffee and listening in.
Miss Marie, have a good day. And glad to hear you this morning, David.
I'm just joking. It's here this morning. I hope you did have a good day. I'm headed to the house, and Patrick's headed to work. So, and actually, so is Andrew. I'm headed to the work.
Retired. I just played a radio project. I planted a couple of antennas yesterday, and they're probably gonna be growing pretty soon.
Perfect double between David and Shane. He won some and David won some, but I got the gist that David was working on his antennas and trying to get them up, and you were going home, and Andrew and I.
He missed the most important part because I said, David, you must be pretty bored if you're just sitting there listening to us. And that was my joke for the day. Go ahead, Andrew.
Sorry, Sam. David, I don't think we spoke before. Name here is Andrew, but I was going to say I'm a little jealous of the coffee. I fixed mine this morning, and I put my creamer and everything in there, and I was in such a rush I didn't mix it, so I just went to take a sip a second ago, and it was a ill surprise.
Well, it'll do that if you don't get it stirred up good. Anyway, I'm gonna sit back and sip on my coffee, and listen to y'all. And y'all go have a good day. KF4NXY.
KF4HGX. Hi, David. I'm glad you popped in this morning. And Patrick, you'll appreciate this. I went to make a cup of tea last night during the night. I had everything with me except the tea bags. So That was a waste. I didn't get to enjoy a good cup of tea while I was working.
I hate that for you, but I enjoyed my cold glass of sweet tea at the house.
Go ahead, Andrew.
I hadn't got to enjoy some good sweet tea in a good while, but y'all got a good line on some, it sounds like.
Well, let me make sure I had it. Patrick makes fun of me because I drink hot tea, and I used to drink a lot of sweet tea, but I grew up drinking hot tea, and I do now. I did drink coffee years ago, and I can still handle a cup or two. It just doesn't taste as good to me anymore. But I do enjoy my tea, and then Patrick, I think all he drinks is iced sweet tea. Correct me if I'm wrong, Patrick.
Water, and I have an occasional Pepsi here and there, but and then I don't like hot drinks.
I thought we ran the hot tea out of here sometime around the late 1700s.
I knew that was coming. Well, what you don't know is some of them are still here. In fact, my mother is still a British citizen, and she's been here. She's 82. She'll be 83 this year. She's been here since she was 19. So they're not all gone.
Yeah, I work with a guy that he is, I forget where he's from. He's not from England, but it's somewhere right around there, and it's always enjoyable to listen to him talk.
Cousins that are coming over here in May, end of April, 1st of May, and we have a blast. We make fun of each other, the way we talk, the way they talk. Sometimes I'll ask them, could they just please speak English, because I couldn't understand what they said. But, Andrew, another comment on the coffee there. I've done this a couple times. I've fixed a big old mug of hot tea in a travel cup, walked out the door and left it sitting on the counter, and that is truly disappointing right there.
Stirring it for me is, this is a first. I have done that many a times, what you just said, leaving it on the counter, and my personal best is, last week I turned it on and had never set a cup under there, so it was just running all over the counter.
Uh-huh. This is KDT KWS.
4, is that okay?
To use old Folgers cans, put cat food in, and in the morning, still half asleep, one eye open, got my coffee filter filled about 3/4 of the way up with cat food before I was waking up and realized what I had done.
For our family. Yeah, we'll call you the winner.
Yeah, we'll give that one to you.
Caught it before I pressed the start button, because that would have been rough.
The new drink.
You can't knock it till you tried it twice. You got to try it the second time to make sure you didn't like it the first time.
That would probably ruin coffee for me, probably forever, in the machine.
This morning on 153.
With the cat food coffee. What was your call again and your name? Shane. My name is Shane over here. N4ZLK. Traffic was heavy.
He's right there from 123 to 153, that roundabout. Good night.
One on 183 south of White Horse Road at a really busy intersection. And I'm not sure how that's going to work because there's a lot of traffic on that road.
Same thing up at the house, and down 64, the four lane going through Brevard. I think they're going to have like 6 of them in a row. You'll be drunk by the time you get to the other side of town.
I'm going to sign off here. I'm 7 o'clock now, and I'm a minute and a half from the office, so I'm going to be sliding in sideways. I'm going to go ahead and take 73s to you guys, and I'll try and catch y'all maybe tomorrow morning. KO4RSN, I'll be clear.
Hey, jump in here anytime. It's good to hear you this morning. N4ZLK Mobile.
I'll see you this morning, and always come in. KO4HKX, 73.
Drew, KO4NXY.
Coffee do you drink?
Not too long. presented usually some stuff that we ordered from Sam's Club.
I'm wondering, there's so many different brands and flavors and types of coffee out there now.
Yeah, and some people like the Keurig and some people don't. Some people like just go ahead and make a pot of coffee in the morning, but I usually wind up wasting some of it doing it that way because I, not drink that much and pour it out. So this way I, get it one cup at a time.
Drip coffee maker, my wife, she'll just make, put 4 cups of water in because, those cups on there, the coffee mugs nowadays are two of those cups, so she drinks a couple cups every morning. But when the kids all come over, we might make a full pot, but usually just making a couple cups at a time.
It's just me and Marie here, and that's what we do, just do the Keurig.
With you guys, I'm pulling into my first stop this morning, so Shane, have a safe trip on in, get you some rest, and David, maybe I'll talk to you later on today. KO4HX, I'll be clear. 73's guys.
Patrick, good to hear you. And I'll maybe listen out for you later on tonight. N4ZLK.
Patrick, KF4NXY.
Machines are very convenient, though. Like you say, if you just want one cup of coffee, it's real convenient. There's not much of a mess.
That's kind of the way we do it. And I don't know. It's probably as far as cost goes, it's probably a little bit more expensive to use it than to make it a whole pot. But if you wind up pouring out 2/3 of the pot, then it's worth paying a little bit more for the pods to use in the Keurig.
When I was a kid, and I think she still has it, my mother would make coffee in a percolator on the stove. I'm sure she still got this old percolator, and it would be strong. Boy, she would drink it strong and black, and as a kid, I didn't like coffee. And she'd go, she worked third shift. She was a nurse. She'd go to leave the house and bend over and give me a kiss or something, and I just could not stand the smell of that coffee on her breath.
Those old percolators, I remember them. I remember one of them, being at the house when I was a kid, and I don't know what happened to that thing. It's long gone, along with some, other stuff from when I was a child. But yeah, that makes some pretty strong coffee.
She still uses it every once in a while. I know she's got a regular coffee pot too, but I feel like I've seen her pull it out every once in a while and make a couple cups that way. But I do prefer, when I do drink coffee, I do prefer it stronger now. I don't like weak coffee, but I don't drink it very often. So anyway, I'm about home, Dave. It's good to hear you today. I hope you and your wife have a good day, and we'll talk to you again sometime. KF4NXY, N4ZLK Mobile.
You get some rest. I know you're tired, but one quick thing. I do have the old cake plate thing that my mom would make me birthday cakes and put them on it. I've got that from my childhood, so that thing's definitely an antique. It's metal, and it's 60 years old. So anyway, you get some rest and have a good day, and I might catch you in here tomorrow morning. KF4NXY.
Good to talk to you today. N4ZLK.